So the people of Israel that we've just heard about, they were just about to enter the promised land. They'd been in slavery in Egypt, and then they'd spent 40 years in the wilderness. God had looked after them. He had provided them with manna and water and good health. But now they were about to enter that land that God had promised. Moses won't be going with them, but he's speaking to the people and he's reminding them of all that God has promised. And this good land is going to be a wonderful place. There's going to be this wonderful array of food. Manna, I have to say, probably got a bit boring after 40 years, day in, day out. So they were looking forward to the land of wheat and barley, vines and figs, pomegranates, olive oil and honey. And it would be a land that would be lacking nothing. It's not quite the same today, is it, for some people? They're dependent on good rains that ensure they have good crops, that ensure they don't go hungry, to make sure that they've got a bit of surplus to sell, to buy provisions and education and clothes. And unfortunately, for far too many people in the world, the situation they find themselves in is that they haven't got enough. As a diocese, we're linked to Kagera in Tanzania. And Jean Daltrey was saying that because they haven't had good enough rains, they haven't produced enough crops, and they haven't been able to save any seeds to plant for the next harvest. They've had to eat them. And it looks rather bleak at the moment. But harvest time, isn't it? It's a good time to thank God for all the provisions that we have, to remember others, and to thank God for the farmers, for the amazing food that each one of us can enjoy. We are so fortunate we have plentiful supplies all year. The chances are that most of us suffer from eating too much. Not going hungry. Going hungry is not how God's planned it. Here last night they had a Christian Aid quiz. Well, we had a quiz in aid of Christian Aid. And that's going to be raising money to support farmers in Kenya. So I thought we'd think a little bit about harvest. Now, not only did the person who made the bread have those gifts, she's also got the gifts that she produced these letters for me, but she's also going to come up and hold a couple for me. Up you come, Jackie, please. And Tracy, you're... These are two lovely elders that we've got. Do you want to hold two letters? H, A, hopefully you'll be in the right order. H the other way. Oh, no, yes, go up that end. Go up that end. H, A, R, V... Oh, look, I've got three more letters, Nick. Anne, you can just have the T, all right?
Oh, yeah, T is very good news.
Good news. E-S-T. Okay. So, brilliant. So you all know the letters you've got. That's not the end of it, though, okay? So you're going to have to rearrange yourselves sometimes because we can make lots and lots of words out of these letters, H-A-R-V-E-S-T. If you Google it, you can make 160 words, three letters or more, out of it. We haven't got time. No, it's not good looking at your watch. We haven't got time. We're only going to do a few. So, at harvest, we can give thanks to God for all the good things he provides on earth. Think we can manage earth? Earth.
Yeah.
Come on, let's see if they can do it. E-A-R-T-H. Yeah, you're going to have to swap. Well done. You can give them a little clap. Only a little one. They've got plenty to do yet, okay? So at harvest, we can give thanks to God for all he provides on the earth. We have plenty to eat. Well done, Anne. We have plenty to eat. But many people in the... It's all right, don't encourage them. We'll do a big clap at the end. But people in many parts of the world starve. They should be able to get starve out of this. Have we got it right? S-T-A-R. Well done, yeah, well done. Thank you. If we were to share, share our resources, things would be so different. They would be sufficient for all. We could save. Yeah, well done. We could save many people from premature death. You can't do death, can you? Forget that one. This would prevent a great many tears. There we are. Nick, you'll come all the way up here. Tears. Well done. Tears. Brilliant. What should be our hearts? Excellent. What should be our heart's response? Thank you. You can give them a clap now. Thank you very much. Brilliant. So perhaps when you're having your tea, think of some words, some other words. It may not be to do with harvest, but use those letters, H-A-R-V-E-S-T. See if you can get up to the 160. So next harvest, all right? In a year's time, if you've managed to find 160, let me know. I thought it would be quite nice if we just finished this little talk. I thought we might just have a little bit of the food that we're going to have. I've been watching the chocolate cake go out there. And I'll be visiting you, Dean. She usually keeps me a little bit of chocolate. So I thought we'd have just a little bit of the food to whet your appetites. So in here I have got... That's not the right one. In here I've got some of these. I'll come and show you in a minute. We'll start off with that, I think. Is that okay to begin with? Does that look really quite appetizing? And I've got one of these. We could have this as well. That's quite a good idea. If I just show you what it is. It looks quite tempting. Yeah, does it look quite tempting? And a few more things in here I've got one of these as well. Does that look all right? Do you think you fancy that on your plate? And then I've also got one of these. I don't know. Do need a bit of a magnifying glass for this one. So do you think that's a good idea to have for your tea? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 little bits. Anybody fancy that for tea instead of... No? Anybody think there's a bit of a problem with this? Yeah, anybody know what the problem is? Not a lot. The problem, I think, probably is that I haven't planted any of it and it hasn't grown to make some wonderful stuff. So now, what you've got to do now is guess. So who knows what stone that is? Pardon? Absolutely. So that's a mango, which I think probably will be a jolly sight tastier, although it's not ripe. I can assure you it wasn't tasty. Kim's got some in the fridge to eat still. What about this black one? No, it's not a prune, not a date. Sorry? No, it's not an almond. No. Yeah, who said, what did you say? Nectarine, yep. So that's slightly better, isn't it? So mango and nectarine would probably be a better idea. Let's try this very little one. Has anybody got any idea what this very little one would be? No, it's not melon. Any idea? No, it's not almond. What did you say the other one was just now? No. No, yeah, well, yeah, but what did you say the other one was last? Yeah, date. Date, yeah, well done. It's a date stone. And so, getting a bit smaller now. A date is much nicer to eat than that. And the last one. Who knows what these are? You don't? Sorry? Melon. Well done. Excellent. So those are melon seeds. I can assure you I've had fun collecting all these seeds. A melon. So, all right, big enough. It's not quite ripe either yet. So we have the fruit instead of the seeds. But the people I was talking to you earlier in Kagera are having to eat the seeds because they don't have enough food and they then don't produce the crops. We are so fortunate in this country and we have so much to give thanks to God for.